What size shirt is that?
What size?
No, don't say my size. What size shirt is that? What does it say on the label?
It's a slim fitted medium.
What does it say on the label?
Just because I fill it out proportionately and you have yet to do so.
Little love hearts on there as well?
Yeah. This.
Banana Republic.
Always.
Stretch cotton medium.
Slim fit medium. I've been custom fit.
When you can shop off
the shelf, then you can speak to me.
Do you know why I can't buy off the shelf? Because I have the V. And the problem is when you have the V shape, that's the shape of somebody who works out, who lifts weights. You can't buy off the rack because the jacket is just too big. And then the trousers are obviously too baggy. But your
trousers with those sticks will always be too baggy, my friend.
Do you know what my personal trainer said to me yesterday? How are you like 6'3", but you have the feet of a geisha? Geisha feet over here.
You haven't tasted that coffee yet?
Any danger, Jay? Do you want to continue to sit there and play Snake 2 on your phone? Remember Snake 2? Nokia 3310s, remember those?
Yeah, I had one in grade 12.
Indestructible indeed. You could throw that thing off the top of a building and it would laugh as it fell. If I look at my iPhone wrong, it breaks. Any danger? For reference, ladies and gentlemen, he is literally flicking through Instagram as well. This is nothing to do with work. Wow. Anyway, how's your coffee? It's been a while, surprised you.
Is that a new suit?
No, had this a while.
Okay, it's good. But where did you get it from?
The suit?
No, the coffee. No.
Corner shop. Munchies?
Oh, at the top of the street.
Yeah. Delicious, lavender latte, if you haven't tried one. Right on the corner there of Davey and Homer. But thought I'd surprise you with that, yeah.
Thank you, very good.
So, bit late to the topic. I wanted to see how things played out a little bit, but
welcome to the Sharp Stories, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. We are going to discuss the May 2022 market update.
We're up 22 days late on that, but let's go.
I've got the stats. It's fine. I've got some information for you. So
the stats are now softer than what we're about to speak on.
Absolutely. The stats have gone flaccid.
Gone what?
Flaccid.
Flattered?
Flaccid.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So, home sales are down 31.6%
year over year.
Yep.
BC.
Metro Vancouver.
36%?
31.6%. The memory of a sieve. 9.7% versus April. But we've actually touched down into your favorite statistic. We are 12.9% below the 10-year sales average.
That's nice.
What say you to that, Jay Gordon McInnes, huh?
The people don't have a lot of time, so we want to give them value, not fluff.
Okay.
Garbage. Hold on, since April what? So April down what? April to May?
Yeah, April to May. It's down 9.7%.
Sales.
Yep, sales. So new listings to the market, down 10.5% year over year.
Interesting. So people have said, forget it. Not entering this environment, let's wait.
Well, the total amount of listings is down 8.8% year over year. So ironically enough, though, those are some pretty significant drops in terms of sales versus sales 31, almost 32% down year over year. New or total listings were still only down 8.8%. So we're still lacking inventory quite substantially. Again, I think part of that is to your point of people are like, no, I don't want to play in this market and see where it goes. If I don't have to, then I'm just going to hold on. We shall see. But again, we do need more inventory. And that will play a large part in what happens with pricing as well, I think, moving forward and how that affects our market.
I don't think it will have an effect quickly, however.
And the pricing never does, though.
That's really what I mean.
So
just because there's inventory, buyers aren't going to say, or sellers aren't going to say, you know what, let's just take that down a notch.
Yeah.
As we've seen, most of them are even in the position of, let's just wait till next year. And I think what buyers commonly bank on, and fair enough considering what they hear in the news and all that, is that as soon as the market shifts, people are going to be like, gotta get out, I'm too tight, let's go, can't make these payments, let's go, can't, I'm not going to be able to make those payments next year, let's go, which is never the case.
Yeah. So interest rates will have an effect on supply, I think, as well, because new inflation rates came out today, 7.7%.
So 15%.
So, yeah. So
don't even mention these insulting government tactic numbers.
Okay, so these fake numbers have obviously come out.
Just double it and
the
just
fake,
say it.
Okay, so what a better way to put it. The fake number that they try and stick to is 2%. But the fake number that they're achieving right now is 7.7%. So they're still way up. And obviously interest rates have been going up substantially. So talk of the town is another 0.75 hike in July when the next talk is on. When the interest rates do go up as well, that's going to slow down demand even more. So it's going to continue to add to supply as people do need to sell and other homes do not sell, so they stay on market and whatnot.
In that normal turnover trend, but also keep in mind too that for these rates, and it's all like flashy and scary and all that sort of stuff, to actually affect the sellers, to make sellers have to sell, for the most part, as the mass majority are fixed term, as we know, is that they would have had to be just now expiring after 5 years of paying down the mortgage and coming into these rates that they can no longer hit. But
5 years ago, what were the rates?
Exactly, that's my next point. 2017, so like four.
Okay, so it's not.
It's not like,
it's not a huge increase. Like
it's scary from like,
it's not a huge,
oh my God, I could have got 1.25% in the pandemic and now it's 5.5. That's obviously big. But when you look at the reality of how the market will absorb from the selling side, it's a lot less dramatic.
No, I think the inflation side on the real estate side of things anyway, who is going to notice the biggest difference coming up is renters.
Yeah, because they're getting screwed.
That's usual. Yeah. So
you better have your money making money somewhere else if you're burning through rent right now. Not that I'm against renting. I think many people should rent. I think it offers a flexibility. It's a lot cheaper than owning. But you really want to hope if you're going to make that decision that you have other money at play so you're not just getting bad word in the rental market, especially if you're starting a rental now because rates have increased disgustingly.
I've been hearing a lot of people recently as well, typically with inflation, complaining about how expensive everything is, and then obviously the conversation comes up about investing. And the amount of people who respond with, oh, I don't have the spare cash. And it's like, priorities are completely backwards now.
Yeah, but also like, in my opinion, based on my experience in being young once as well, not too long ago.
This is not young people. I'm not going out.
No,
there talking
but
to
is
like 20 year
olds. It always comes back to lifestyle.
Well, of course, again. It's
but no one wants to
play that.
Okay. And it's anyway. That's a whole other conversation. We should do a video though on inflation. What does it actually mean in real estate as well? Because I think there's a lot of talk that gets thrown around and a lot of people don't realize how it actually affects them and how it actually makes a difference. And so that would be a talk for another day. The numbers are significantly dropping. Even the sales to active ratios are sitting 29 to 38% at the moment. So I think 29% for houses, 30% for townhouses, and 38% for condos. I mean, they were at 50s, 60s, I think close to 70% at that
point. So still sellers markets.
Still sellers. But again, this is the adjustment period, right? As Jay was just saying about prices don't take a hit straight away. In real estate, we don't ever go from, okay, 1 month we're a seller's market, boom, we're buyer's market. Like it has to trail down. And obviously these statistics are always a month in lag. Because it's not, obviously the market that we're discussing has just happened and it's slightly different to the market we're playing now. So the trend is definitely happening moving forward. Significant number drops. We still need the inventory. Inflation is still on the rise. More points are expected to come, or point increases are expected to come In July, we need the government to stop spending money.
That'll never happen. I think the 0.75 following the U.S. will be the case. Do you agree? Do you
100%.
Concur?
100%. I'd be willing to put money on 0.75. So, and
I was hoping you would contrast, and then we could have a bet or something.
Just we're in agreement for once.
You need to do up that top button.
It's
all I can see.
Unfortunately, my neck is just so jacked and
ripped.
This
button. The angle. I'm just looking at like.
What size shirt is that?
My size.
No, don't say my size. What size shirt is that? What does it say on the label?
It's a slim-fitted medium.
What is it? No.
No what?
What does it say on the label?
Just because I fill it out proportionately, and you have yet to do so.
Little love hearts on there as well.
Yeah.
Is it a Baby Gap? Or
I shop at Baby Gap for my children. This
Banana Republic
always
stretch cotton medium
slim fit medium. I've been custom fit.
You've
when
not
you
been custom
can
fitted.
Shop off the shelf, then you can speak to me.
Do you know what?
That means the industry builds clothing based on what you see here. I just so happen to have the perfect jeans to go slim fitted medium. I don't have buttons blowing, just comfortably fitting me.
Okay, I don't mess with anything unless it's a large, first and foremost. Second, do you know why I can't buy off the shelf? Because I have the V. And the problem is when you have the V shape, that's the shape of somebody who works out, who lifts weights. You can't buy off the rack because the jacket is just too big. And then the trousers are obviously too baggy. But your
trousers with those sticks will always be too baggy, my friend.
Do you know what my personal trainer said to me yesterday?
I'm sure I'm going to hear it. What did he apparently say?
Oh no, you'll like this one and you'll believe it straight away. How are you like 6'3", but you have the feet of a geisha? Geisha feet over here.
Just peg legs.
Hey.
Just.
These size 9s.
Those are not 9. I'm talking to the wife. Those
tune into Mankles, ladies and gentlemen.
7.5.
Tune into Mankles. It's coming soon. Anyway, nonetheless, the changes are taking effect. The market is now shifting in the other way. I think we're just going to continue to see a shift. I don't think they're stopping anytime soon when it comes to interest rates. I think they're going to go beyond the 3%. And that's when we'll start seeing the kind of seesaw effect on what they're going to do. And I think we're just going to keep seeing that trend downwards. So we're going to get to this point where buyers...
I think end of the year.
To what specifically?
So we see like a flattening of rate increases and they finally say, okay, this is what we've done. Let's watch and see how it affects things for a quarter or more.
As usually Mr. Optimistic, as I'm known.
We
to
know
you.
From the last few years, last few weeks, I am the optimistic side of the table. Always have been.
The positivity is radiating from you right now.
It is.
The excitement from your voice, I can't handle it. Unfortunately, I think March next year.
Okay. So you...
Spring next year, we'll say. Because there's going to be that seesawing effect of, oh no, rates are too high, and then it's slowing things down, and then... And
so when do you think they'll drop it back again? You think it's going to go up and down? When do you think they'll drop it again? After the 75?
No. I think they'll drop it when they... Where are they now? Were they 1.5 now? Or are they 2.? Are they 2?
I don't even remember.
I think when they start hitting like 3.5, 4.
And you think that's going to happen before March? 4?
No. We're talking about when they're going to drop now. I don't think it's going to settle out and smooth out and become a little bit more consistent until March next year. So I think we're going to be in for a little bit of a topsy-turvy.
Okay.
What is your call? You still think the end of the year?
End of the year, and then
they'll wait. They've even said inflation, they think, is going to keep on going strong until the end of the year anyway.
Of course it will. They printed like, I can't even remember. I've yelled about it so many times, I can't even remember. I've blocked it out of my head how much goddamn money they printed.
On that note, I don't want to get into a brown woosa. It's a sunny day. We're about to hit a heat wave, finally. So we're going to leave it on a happy note.
Is there anything big happening in the market this week? What do we have? Is there stuff going on?
in terms of, well, you usually do the headlines of the week. What's going on?
Sellers rapidly losing grip on BC housing market. Subjective. Canada housing market rebalances fast. Market slowdown, buyers bring remorse. Sorry.
Yeah.
Market slowdown brings buyers remorse in Canada. You know the interesting thing, and not that we want hard, you got to do that button up. I just see this pasty white filthy
jacked neck.
No, this button.
Jacked. Oh, where? Here?
There, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know it was undone.
Disgusting. The people that buy and then they have immediate buyer's remorse because the market's shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of like, you should have known that it's a market and it can go up and down? I know it sucks and we don't want anyone to feel bad, but it's kind of like, you really have buyer's remorse that severe, like I wish I didn't do this? You have to, like, this is the problem. People need to start looking longer term.
Yes, okay, so there's two answers to that question. Yes, I agree with the longer term, and the longer term thinking is going to be able to help, i.e., if you're feeling buyer's remorse and you're planning on being there for the next 10 years, what it is now doesn't really matter because it's going to change. And at that point, it's likely you're still going to be in the plus. But on the other side of it, if you were thinking long term, you should be able to go into this and know, okay, I'm buying at the peak of the market.
Or the market's going to fluctuate because it's a market. So it is what it is.
I think that's only natural, though. I think a lot of people go through that. But it's the same thing. It's always going up, and it's always going up, it's always going up.
But they should know better to think that it's always going to go up.
But people don't. They get caught up. And this is the thing. Even now when we're coming down, all of the news headlines and Bill Ferguson will be talking about how everything is going to collapse. Shout out Bill Ferguson. We need you back in the comments. It's going to be talking about everything's going to collapse. It's the apocalypse.
But it's
Independence Day. Will Smith is going to come out.
Slap Chris Rock again, and then
the whole world is going to explode, but it's not actually going to get that bad.
Well, of course.
So.
Okay.
And why would they listen to us? We're realtors. It's not like we do this every day and we know stuff.
I fully agree.
Mm-hmm.
Luxury mansions, millions in suspicious bank transfers, and concern that a Chinese businessman. There's some concerns.
All right. Do you see that Cullen report came out though?
No.
The Cullen report came out on real estate in BC, and they said there's no
proof. Oh, the goddamn.
No proof or evidence that money laundering had an effect on.
How do you know when there are people on the inside, dusting stuff aside, when reports like that come out? Complete bull.
I don't know.
Do you not know?
That's a whole other thing.
Has it affected the market? Yes,
Money laundering in particular.
Yes.
I think what the report was more so, has it pushed the market up substantially more because of the money laundering only?
With that, they're trying to put focus on, well, was it substantially more or just a little bit more? If it's not substantially more, then forget about it. It changed it. If you bought that condo for $1 million, and I go to buy your next door unit for $1.1 million because the market's gone up and you bought it with laundered money, is that a real purchase? Is that a real thing that we should use as a benchmark? Like, there's so many integrated avenues of how that has screwed people.
That's a one-off example, but is that enough to shift an entire market?
100%.
And the thing is, it's a bottomless pit because you're never going to get to the answer. The
market, I agree with that.
The market was going to go up anyway.
Not to that velocity.
But to that velocity, I don't think it had as much of an impact as they say, personally. And the only reason
they're saying it had no impact.
No. I'm saying that's what they said that they found. But I'm talking about from what people, like, if you ask the general public,
No, the general public's perception, I think, is vastly overblown.
I think it had an effect. I don't think it had as much of an effect because people would much rather say, oh, I was shafted because of this. I couldn't do anything about
it.
As opposed to, oh, I can't afford
it. And it's a good scapegoat for that argument. But I think
it was
big. A lot bigger than they're letting on. The froth is coming out of the Canadian housing market with interest rates on the rise. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, here we go. Report forecasts Vancouver home sales to hold steady. Why would owners sell for less if they don't have to? Thank you, the Georgia Strait. No, that's not me commenting. That's the goddamn headline. I'm headline reading, like the people like to do. Okay. So I'm just doing it back for them. Another question. What would you consider size-wise, I think there's an age variance here, of how big a mansion is? Just size. To me, it's like an older thing.
Square foot?
Square footage.
Mansion.
A mansion.
Gah.
Don't bring this English castle bullshit into this.
That's immediately what comes to my head. But in terms of like...
Canadian mansion.
A big house versus a mansion, 9,000 square feet.
Nine.
To be a mansion, yes.
Like 3101 Jervis sold last year. Just a record. Largest condo in the city. Anyway, houses. 9,000? Okay.
Now I'm thinking about it because I'm thinking about... But it was double floor, that's why. To be a, maybe I'm thinking 15,000 to be a genuine mansion. 15,000 to be a genuine mansion. Because I can't help it. I imagine like an estate type home.
Like,
what do you think a mansion is?
I don't know. I don't even know. But
ask me the question and can't answer it yourself.
Maybe
the size is a mansion.
I've heard people think that it's like 4,000 to 5,000.
Shut up. That's just a big house.
I don't agree. I don't disagree. A mansion is just a big house.
No, a mansion is a mahusive house.
That's not a word.
It is. It's one of the...
Mahusive.
What are they called? Those like slang words that people make up between one another?
You just made up with yourself. Mahusive.
No. Call my mom right now. I know you have her number on speed dial.
I'm not calling her. You should call her. Phone her right now, actually. We have this new listing coming up. 5,249 square feet. As you know. So you wouldn't class that a mansion?
No.
But it's huge.
It's tiny.
It's tiny.
Tiny. In terms of how the mansion goes.
Come on. She busy? She's obviously busy. What time is it there? How many hours ahead of it?
8 hours. She's busy. Ooh, she was cooking a tomahawk steak earlier, so that's probably what they're doing. They have a heat wave. Anyway.
They have a heat wave too?
Oh yeah. Continuing on. So, yeah, that's a very big house. Like a mansion is something that you don't typically come across very often.
There's a unique aspect for sure.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the new listing is not a mansion.
No, it's a very big house.
Very big house. Okay.
I think that rounds us up for this week.
That rounds us up.
On the breakdown. Okay.
What are we talking about next week?
I think we have to talk about the inflation, the why, the what, the where, and the how.
All about inflation. The people haven't heard enough. Can we talk about real inflation, or do we have to go?
No, we can talk about real inflation. What causes
edit.
It, why it hasn't, I think more so why it has an impact on real estate and what it specifically means for people who are out there in the game of real estate.
Normal inflation or this inflation?
We can tie it into the conversation, can't we? I was just brainstorming ideas here. We can summarize this.
Got a week to elaborate.
I think that wraps us up. Okay, guys, thank you for joining us again.